Hi,
Welcome to
Vasudha. How are
Avaneshu.
you doing?
I'm good. How are
Thank
you?
you. It's my pleasure. I'm doing really good. Thank you.
So we'll start with what everyone has been talking about. That is your look. Your look has taken everyone by surprise. It's incredible. The comment sections are filled with all praises for your look. I would like to know what were all the reactions that you got, including yours, the directors and the cast and crew.
Well, I mean, the one reaction that I've heard the most ever since the trailer of the film came out is just people telling me that they needed to watch the trailer a couple of times over in order to be able to even recognize me and see me, or even recognize that I was in the film. So obviously that's been, the number one reaction pretty much across the board. I think for me, honestly, Vasudha, the first time that I ever actually saw myself completely, kind of with all the prosthetics on and everything was when we did the look test for the film. And it was a little scary and uncanny, honestly, because I was pretty amazed. I had to look really hard into the mirror, even to just see myself or to find Lara somewhere in my face, because I couldn't see myself absolutely anywhere, when I went looking at myself in the mirror. But I know that for us, we really knew that we were onto something special, and we knew that some kind of magic was happening when I actually stepped onto set for the very first time when we started the first day of shooting for Bell Bottom. And just the reactions of everybody around me. I mean, everyone was behaving really strange. Everyone was extra polite. Everyone was standing up taller. Suddenly everyone was being like very respectful. And I was like, what the hell is going on? These are people like I work with all the time. Like, what happened to them? And then I suddenly, obviously, I wasn't looking at myself, right? I couldn't see. I mean, and I forgot what who I was looking like, actually, forget about what I was looking like. And it suddenly hit me that the overpowering presence that Mrs. Gandhi commanded and the kind of aura that she had around her, I mean, even just dressed and looking as close to her as we could possibly get the semblance to look, really, kind of changed everybody else's behavior around me. And everyone was standing up straighter and was being more polite and was being more efficient even. And we really knew that there was something here that was quite special that we were able to create.
So did your family know about your look or the character, or was it a surprise for them as well?
No, I hadn't actually shared anything from the look test with anyone because obviously we wanted to keep it as a surprise. We wanted to keep it under control. Of course, my family knew that I was doing the film and they knew who I was playing. And that was really special because my dad, used to be Mrs. Gandhi's pilot at one point of time when he was in the Indian Air Force. And for me, I mean, he became, a really huge, point of a source of sort of inputs on her. And when I was doing my research and I was preparing for the role, he kind of became my one-stop shop. So he knew what I was doing. And I think for me, getting his reaction when the trailer dropped was really, really important. That was possibly one of the best compliments I've received because if he thought that I had done a good job and and the resemblance was uncanny, then I kind of felt like it was a job well done.
So, whose was the most interesting reaction that you got for your look?
Well, my daughter, of course, I mean, for her, it's ghar ki murgi dal barabar, right? I mean, it's just mom. So she was just more amazed at looking at the transformation, not really into the character, but just everything that went behind it, making of all, getting the mold of my face made, making of the all the silicone pieces. So in a way, for me, it was really special to watch this transformation happen, not just for me as an actor, but also to watch it through a child's eyes. Because she was so fascinated by the entire process. And then obviously once I was completely ready and she looked at me, she was just like, Mom, you look weird. She didn't care who I look like. I just looked weird. So that was pretty special, actually.
So the prosthetic process takes hours. What were the challenges that you faced during that process?
Yeah, so this is the first film that I've done where I've actually had to use prosthetics. And I mean, I obviously knew what kind of goes into it, but to actually be sitting in the chair and having that entire process being done to you is possibly one of the most physically challenging parts of being an actor. I mean, it took about 3 hours every day to get into character and about an hour to take it off. And It's not even just the process of getting the things on. Once it's all on, you're shooting for 10 hours a day. You can't scratch your nose or rub your eye or, you know. So regardless of the weather conditions you're shooting in, you literally have to sit on your hands so that you don't end up playing around with everything that's on your face. And it wasn't just the prosthetics, it was also the aging of the face. So it was creating wrinkles, creating pigmentation, you know, and it wasn't just the face, the hands, the neck, you know, all of that. So it isn't the most comfortable of experiences, to be really honest, I can tell you that. But I think that it was definitely one of the most satisfying processes as an actor that I've actually been able to, you know, have the experience of doing.
Interesting. So as you mentioned, your father was Indira Gandhi's personal pilot as well. You've also mentioned that you've heard a lot of stories growing up. So has that helped you with the character, and how?
Yes, for sure. You know, I mean, obviously, I never ever imagined or thought that I would be playing Mrs. Gandhi on screen. So I think that is a really, you know, wonderful coincidence to really happen. But I do remember as a child, you know, hearing stories about her. Of course, for us, she was such an iconic personality, and especially for all girls growing up in India, the very first, you know, or the only woman prime minister, one of the first women leaders across the world. You know, she was just larger than life. And we would always soak up any kind of, you know, little nuances or incidences that we heard about her. But for the people that knew her personally, she was an incredible personality. I've heard that being said, you know, time and time again, as well as for my father. She was had a very commanding presence. She was not a very tall lady, you know, but just, you know, had even men around her were actually quite in awe of her. So it was very important to kind of create that, you know, bring in that aura with body language, with a presence that really commanded that. And if you see Bell Bottom now, it's in the theaters. I hope more and more people go out there and, you know, following all safety norms are able to see the film. But it's, and you'll see that because the entire incident in Bell Bottom takes place over a period of one day. You know, it's a hijacking that took place during Mrs. Gandhi's tenure. And and that's what the story is about. But she had a whole cabinet that was all of them were men except for her. And to go against, you know, popular sentiment took a lot of guts. And as a woman, she was unafraid to do that. So even as an actor, it was very important for me to bring that to the role, to bring that kind of a presence and aura to the role.
So any specific story that you remember your dad telling you about her?
I mean, I just, you know, I was very, very small. So, of course, I mean, I remember him telling us when he used to fly her sometimes for elections, you know, that she was always, I mean, he was a helicopter pilot. So, you know, she was never the damsel in distress. You know, always she would have, you know, people trying to help her to get in and out of the chopper. She would have nothing to do with it. She was just very active, very spry. She didn't want anyone's assistance. You know, when she was very, very disciplined in her, everything that she did in her approach to life. And, you know, just things like she would eat extremely light whenever she was on the campaign trail. You know, making sure that she really looked after herself. So it was just little things like that, things that you don't normally glean from notebooks and, you know, and documented footage about what the person that she really was like, a little bit of an insight into her.
Okay. So you and Akshay have entertained the audience with so many films. How would you describe the chemistry between you and him in this film on set and your bond with him, you know, throughout the years?
Well, Akshay, on this set, I still remember that we were waiting for a shot to be set up and both of us were just sitting on a couch and waiting while the lighting was happening. And he was looking, you know, he kept staring at me and I was like, what is wrong with you? Why are you staring at me? And he said, Laro, it feels so weird. It's so weird sitting next to you like this. And you know, and I was just like, what? Because I forgot, obviously, again, you know, what I was looking like. And then it kind of hit me and I was like, you're being so silly. He's like, yeah, but this is so strange. He's like, it just feels really weird. And you know, because of the kind of you know, he just, I mean, normally Akshay is a huge prankster, he's constantly playing the fool on set, he keeps the energy levels really high, but you know, he was just like, he was very careful with me and like very like, no masti. And I was like, dude, you know, we need to do some masti. I mean, I know I'm playing a character, but it's still me, you know. So I think for us, you know, that was, I mean, that was the gravitas also that he wanted, you know, me to bring to the role as well. Mm-hmm. But I think that for me, with Akshay and me, honestly, our chemistry is quite effortless. I mean, he never has to explain to me what he wants done in a scene. He can do anything that he wants in a scene very impulsively, and I will pick up off it immediately. So we know very, very instinctively where we want each other to go, what we want each other to do in a scene. And it's a really effortless chemistry, honestly, with him.
So that's what I was coming to. Any interesting incidents that happened on set?
Well, I did post yesterday, you know, one of the dance routine that we broke out again. That was just, you know, keeping things easy, keeping them light. I mean, obviously, even the film is inspired by true events that are quite dramatic, you know, and when you're shooting these kind of things, it gets, you know, it gets quite heavy around on the set. So it's important to kind of take little breaks, you know, keep the camaraderie going. I had a wonderful set of actors with me, very senior actors, both Denzel Smith, Adil Hussain, all the other gentlemen who were playing my cabinet ministers. And I was actually much younger than all of them, playing Mrs. Gandhi, who was so much senior than all of them. So it was just, you know, even just that energy on set was really fun and strange and quite delightful.
So lastly, your favorite song from the film?
Well, for sure, it definitely is the theme song of Bell Bottom. I mean, that dum-tara is stuck in my head ever since the first time I heard it. And it really gets you going. I mean, when you're in the theater and you're watching the film and it's the big screen and Bell Bottom makes his entry, I mean, that song is really pumping through. It's really got the adrenaline going.
Okay. Thank you so much, Lara, for joining us. It was lovely talking to you.
Thank you. Thanks so much. It's my pleasure.
Thank you.